Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider audience in the American South, a conventional radio audience, at the same time that we are expanding with other affiliates and also dealing with our internet radio outreach and what we are doing with international shortwave radio. And our techs are still working on getting the archives fully restored at the Republic Broadcasting Network. When that happens, I will keep you posted. You can find us again at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our guest today is Don Goldwater. Don Goldwater is the nephew of the late Barry Goldwater, our Republican presidential nominee in 1964. Don Goldwater is the head of an organization called Legal Arizona Workers. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you can find that at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. And in conjunction with another organization entitled Support Our Law Enforcement, which you can find at supportourlawenforcement.com, Legal Arizona Workers and Don Goldwater have been involved in trying to stop the tide of illegal immigration into the state of Arizona. And this has had implications for that state and also for the entire country, which should be very obvious. But again, to quote from Chris Simcox's news release on this, citizens of Arizona are proposing two ballot initiatives to fight out-of-control crime and corruption in our state. Arizona ranks first in the nation in crime, having become the home invasion, carjacking, and identity theft capital of the United States. Enough is enough. There are two initiatives. Legal Arizona Workers is particularly involved in one of those two initiatives, and we would like to have Don Goldwater share some of this with us this morning. Don, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark, and good morning to Texas and the Republican News Network. I really appreciate being on the station.
Well, we better be careful, Don. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, not the Republican Broadcasting Network. I'm teasing you a little bit here, but we've got a lot of people here, of course, who are Republicans in some cases who listen to these shows. In other cases, they are traditional Republicans in heart who, frankly, have moved away in some cases from the Republican Party, at least as that has been presently constituted. I think they would have a lot more sympathy for your uncle and for Robert Taft than they would for some of the folks who are running the Republican Party now, but I guess that's an issue for another show. What do you see going on right now in Arizona in regard to illegal immigration, and in regard to these two initiatives, how would they improve the situation?
Well, first off, let me give you some information from down the border. I'm also part of Chris Simcox's Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. I'm the Phoenix chapter chairman, which is mid-Arizona all the way north. You know, we're seeing you're hearing the people in Washington, D.C. are talking about how the numbers are down, border crossers are down. And you've got to know it from the people on the ground in your state, as well as New Mexico and California in our state. We're seeing increased numbers as people are coming across expecting amnesty. We just did a border watch last weekend down on the border in a period of 2 hours. We were able to identify over 50 illegals coming down in a one-mile area and get them over to ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. So the numbers are there. The damage to the state of Arizona is just absolutely incredible. You mentioned some facts early on with the number one in crime, carjacking, identity theft. It's costing the state right now $2.4 billion annually to educate, medicate, and incarcerate illegal aliens. We're having shootouts on the streets as the criminal element, the coyotes coming across. They're now waiting until they get up into the Phoenix corridor, and they're having gang wars over who's going to take the haul that they've just brought across the border, whether it's drugs or human smuggling across.
Don, we'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America. Stay tuned.
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Don Goldwater. He is the nephew of the late Barry Goldwater, our 1964 Republican presidential nominee. Don Goldwater is also the head of something entitled Legal Arizona Workers. You can find them at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. He is also a past gubernatorial candidate in the state of Arizona. And talking with Don today, he's making a number of important points in regard to what is happening in that state because of all of this illegal immigration. One is that Arizona ranks first in the nation in crime, having become the home invasion, carjacking, and identity theft capital of the United States. Don mentioned in the first part of the show here that this is costing Arizona $2.5 billion a year to deal with all of these illegal aliens, both in terms of the criminal justice system, as well as the schools, the healthcare systems, and so forth and so on. And then we're talking about a circumstance where, according to Chris Simcox's news release on this, which, of course, mentions Don Goldwater as a press contact, there were, according to the Simcox news release in 2004, an estimated 600,000 foreign nationals illegally residing in Arizona communities. Don, good to have you back. In terms of talking about what can be done about this, your organization, in conjunction with this Support Our Law Enforcement group, is talking about two initiatives that are being proposed in your state. Unpack that for us a little bit.
Okay, basically, Support Legal Arizona Workers, or as we call it, LAW, Support the LAW, deals with the issue of employers hiring illegal aliens. It makes it a crime in the state of Arizona following 8 USC 1324A, the federal code. Makes it illegal for an employer to knowingly employ unauthorized aliens or illegal aliens. The employer is required to go and use the basic pilot program to identify the workers that are working for him to make sure they're legal, and then go from there. If somebody suspects in the state of Arizona, or somebody suspects an employer is hiring illegal aliens, they can report this to the attorney general or the county attorney, and then at that point in time, they are required by law to investigate the employer. If after the investigation they find it to be a false and frivolous investigation, they can dismiss it at that point in time. If they think this was done in, if the complaint was done intentionally, then the person who filed the false claim can be charged with a Class 3 misdemeanor. On the other side of the coin, if the employer is found to be guilty of knowingly hiring an illegal alien, then they will lose their business license.
So we're talking about enforcement mechanisms that definitely seem to have teeth in them. In regard to this whole situation, as it relates to the Republican Party in Arizona and presumably the Republican Party nationwide, do you find that there is a divide on this within your own political party? In other words, that many, many grassroots Republicans basically support the type of thing that Legal Arizona Workers is trying to do, both in this case Arizona and other organizations around the country, trying to get this whole situation with illegals under control. And yet, on the other hand, it is argued that many powers in corporate America want nothing done about this because of the cheap labor that it provides. Is that a fair political assessment of a divide, both in the Republican Party specifically as well as the country generally on this whole subject?
I wouldn't say it's just the Republican Party. I'd say there's a lot of people in the Democrat Party as well and the independents that believe that that there's a divide in both of them. And what we keep trying to explain to people is that essentially what the people who believe that the open borders should be there, that they should be allowed to use cheap labor, that you're basing the whole nation's economy on lies and criminal activity. And when you stack the country on top of that, the house of cards will fall. What we've seen is, like you've talked about, is big business, chamber of commerce, they all want the cheap labor in here. The people who have to live on the day-to-day basis, the voters, are out there, don't want this because they're sick and tired of being stolen from in the form of welfare, or excuse me, Social Security, in the form of taxes, in the form of lost medical benefits, in the form of crime in their neighborhoods, property values going down, salaries going down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I had read a statistic just in the last couple of days. I think I read it in the American Free Press that basically indicated that there are something like 12 Americans a day around the country who lose their lives at the hands of illegal aliens. I would imagine that in Arizona, based upon what I'm reading in the Simcox release about Arizona ranking first in the nation in crime, having become, again, to quote this, the home invasion, carjacking, and identity theft capital of the United States. Give us some a picture as to what this violent crime situation is like in the state.
Well, according to the Phoenix Police Department and the Mesa Crime Task Unit, over 80% of all new crimes in the last 5 years are a direct result of illegal aliens. We've lost, believe last year, when you include all the people down on the border areas and that nature, we've lost close to 9,000 people due to illegal alien activity through shootouts, carjackings, et cetera. And that's ridiculous.
Well, yes, and you know, I don't know, Don, the extent to which you're acquainted with this case, but I know in the American Free Press and also in WorldNet Daily, there's been a lot of coverage of this Border Patrol agent case involving Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
Correct.
Who are combined serving more than 20 years in prison for shooting a Mexican drug smuggler after catching him sneaking a half a ton of drugs into the United States. I'm quoting now from Mike Blair's piece on this in the American Free Press, March 5th and 12th. Mike mentions that Ramos was recently badly beaten by six Hispanic thugs while confined among the general population at the Federal Correction Center in Yazoo City, Mississippi. In this particular circumstance, from what I am hearing, both in the Ramos-Compion case, as well as something that involves another border agent entitled David Sipe, there's a lot of feeling as we read about these cases that the Border Patrol is incredibly demoralized, feeling that they are between a rock and a hard place for, on the one hand, attempting to do their job in the context of some of the most dangerous security situations that law enforcement people can face. And when they've run into a tight spot, arguably they have now run into a prosecution at the hands of their own government that many people believe is being inspired in turn by the Mexican government. What is your sense from what you're hearing about what is going on morale-wise with these border agents? And do these cases involving Ramos and Compion and Sipe not place our legitimate border agent people in circumstances where they're quite likely to question whether or not they should go ahead and to continue to do their duty in a situation where they could end up being on the wrong side of the legal situation themselves?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I've talked to T.J. Bonner, who's many times, as a matter of fact, who's the head of the union for the border agents. Obviously, we've been in contact and talking with the border agency down there, and they are very demoralized. They're just about ready to step down at this point in time. And let me say something about the border agent out there. You know, these are some of the bravest men and women I've ever met in my life. They're way understaffed. On a lot of occasions, they'll have one person patrolling a 12-mile stretch in the middle of the night in a car by themselves because that's all they have on duty to take care of that. They have always been extremely fast response in the case of the Minutemen Civil Defense Corps when we call in sightings. They are very very, very happy to see us down there and helping them out. They're constantly thanking us. These are a great bunch of Americans, great patriots that they're out there doing their job, understaffed, undefended, especially by the administration. And, you know, this is the front line of defense that we have on the United States. These are the people down there that are protecting us from people coming across. And I can't believe in the case of Ramos and Compion, where you had supervisors at the site when the shooting took place, where they instructed Ramos and Compion to pick up the shells because there was no blood trail. Everything that Ramos and Compion did was by the book. They did not break any laws whatsoever. The judge refused to let certain facts into the case. One of the facts was is the person who was shot was a felon. He had already been convicted in the United States for drug smuggling. He was coming back into the border, carrying drugs across him. When they stopped the truck, there were seven people in the van. The van was full of marijuana. They captured six. Then one gentleman ran. There were shots fired. And now these two agents are back, are in federal prison. And the thing that really frosts me on this issue here is we have joined forces with so many groups around the United States. We have delivered over a half million signatures asking that these two gentlemen be released from prison on their own recognizance while pending an appeal on their case, and we've been totally ignored. The American public has been done a huge disservice on this, and it's a dangerous thing.
Well, yes, it seems to me, these are my words at this point, this seems to me to be a total failure on the part of the federal government of the United States, both to protect its people and its borders, as well as to support the people directly commissioned in the enforcement legally of those borders. And we'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Don Goldwater. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Don Goldwater. Don is the nephew of the late Barry Goldwater, our 1964 Republican presidential nominee. He is also himself a past gubernatorial candidate in the state of Arizona. Don Goldwater is the chairman of Legal Arizona Workers, which you can find at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. And in conjunction with an organization entitled Support Our Law Enforcement, which you can find at www.supportourlawenforcement.com, you can there see evidence of what we're talking about on the air here, which is that in the state of Arizona, both Support Our Law Enforcement and Don Goldwater's group, the Legal Arizona Workers, are trying to stop the flood of illegal immigration into the United States, with all of the social and cultural and economic ramifications that have resulted from that situation. And arguably, I suppose, one could make the statement that this is not simply an issue for those in the state of Arizona, but Arizona may be a microcosm of a much larger test case, which involves the entire country. Don, do you see that as basically being a fair statement, that if Arizona is meaningfully lost to illegal immigration reform, it could mean that the battle is lost in the entire country?
No, I don't believe that. And number one, the reason I don't believe that is because we've got too many good people out there around the United States that are putting bills up. I think there's bills up this time in 24, maybe perhaps as high as 29 states on illegal immigration. They aren't as tough as what we're attempting to do, but they are good bills that are out there that impose fines, and then later on down the road will impose loss of license. We also have a bill going through our Senate and House that is a weaker version of this initiative. But it's the best that the legislature could come up with, and I've got to give my hats off to that. Essentially, it's pretty much the same program, but it's only dealing with employers or contractors who work directly with the state. And then if that works, then after a couple years, they'll push it down to the counties and the cities. So this issue, number one, I don't believe that our initiative is going to lose. Right now, the polls are showing us between 85 and 90% of the people of Arizona, including over 50% of the Hispanic population, want this initiative to go through. They want this initiative to be law. And, you know, we're getting calls every day from businesses. Some are pro who want to join on with us, which we greatly welcome their support and anybody's support in this case. And then while we were writing this initiative, Russell Pierce, Representative Russell Pierce, who's my co-chairman on this issue, as I am a co-chair on the other issue with him, was getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of pressure from businesses not to put this initiative into effect because they knew it would pass.
Yes, and in terms of these two initiatives, Initiative 1, which we've talked a little bit about, Initiative 2, which I want to ask you a couple of questions about, in the case of both of these initiatives, will these be ballot initiatives?
Yes, they will be on the 2008 ballot, and, you know, again, we've got to get about 200,000 signatures per initiative to get this on the ballot. We've got about a year to do it. We're going to have our kickoff today at 2 o'clock Arizona time. Nice press conference down at the Capitol. And we're already sending out initiatives, and people are already donating money to the cause to help us pay for the administration and the overhead of putting these initiatives through.
Yes, and for those listening in Arizona, that is going to be at 2 p.m. today, Tuesday, March 27th, at the State Capitol, 1700 West Washington Street in Phoenix. And then, of course, for people who wish to contribute volunteer time and to get signatures for these initiatives and to contribute money, presumably they, again, can find out more information on that by going to www.legalarizonaworkers.com. And also www.supportourlawenforcement.com. Don, at the national level, I haven't been following it real recently, but there has been this talk, particularly on the Senate, U.S. Senate side of the aisle, with John McCain and Ted Kennedy specifically, about proposing a bill or having a bill enacted into law that would essentially grant, in the view of many people, an amnesty for the estimated 15 to 20 million illegals that are already here. What is your understanding of that legislative effort? If that sort of an amnesty were to go through, how do you think it would change the character of this current debate?
Well, excuse me. number one, it is amnesty. And
yes.
It's dead wrong. And how does it change the debate? I think it adds fuel to the fire to the debate. You know, if Congress continues to follow the course of action, we have two people here in Arizona. We have John McCain and then his counterpart in the House, Jeff Flake, who believe that, you know, let's do the nice thing and give these people amnesty. If they continue to do this, there was a general in World War II, Isakura Yamamoto, who stated, "I believe all we've done is to wake a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve."
Yeah, that was Admiral Yamamoto figuring that out after the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, and we'll be back with Don Goldwater. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Don Goldwater. Don is the head of Legal Arizona Workers, which you can find at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. And that particular organization, in conjunction with supportourlawenforcement.com, is involved in trying to stop the flood of illegal immigration into the state of Arizona and to stop the bloodletting in terms of the social, political, cultural, legal, and economic ramifications of all of this. Don Goldwater has made a number of points on the show already today, talking off of this Chris Simcox news release about Arizona ranking first in the nation in crime, having become the home invasion, carjacking, and identity theft capital of the United States. This is costing the people of Arizona $2.5 billion a year. And in 2004, There were an estimated 600,000 foreign nationals illegally residing in Arizona communities. And Don is speaking with us today about two initiatives where they need 200,000 signatures in Arizona to place these on the ballot. The first is something entitled Employer Sanctions. This initiative would prohibit employers from knowingly employing unauthorized aliens. Don has talked with us a little bit about some of the specifics of that initiative in terms of what it would enact. And Initiative 2, which we haven't covered too much here but will in the course of the next hour or so, elimination of sanctuary policies, making it a trespass violation for those who enter or remain in Arizona illegally, and allowing law enforcement to inquire about the citizenship status of all individuals they contact in the normal course of their duty. I'll be asking Don a couple of questions about that, but suffice it to say that he made a very interesting point before the last commercial break, and that is that if we do have a national bill that comes out of the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives, John McCain and Jeff Flake were mentioned as two Arizona politicians, of course, who believe that this basic amnesty for 15 to 20 million illegals should go through. Don Goldwater was telling us that he felt that this would be similar to the reaction that was provoked in the United States by the Japanese when Admiral Yamamoto's fleet attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941, 30 minutes before any indication from the Japanese, from their embassy in Washington, that a state of war existed between them and the United States. That's a very interesting take on this, Don, in terms of the potential political backlash from it, if it does happen. And at this particular point, I want to take a caller. John in Florida, you're on the line for Don Goldwater. Go ahead, John.
Yes, good morning, Don.
Good morning.
I just have one question. I kind of think I'm really very fully aware and very conscious of all these issues that you're talking about is covered by Frosty Woolbridge and yourself. My question would be, what are you prepared to do to stop this?
To stop the illegal immigration coming across?
Well, that's what we're discussing. What are you prepared to do? How far are you prepared to go?
Well, I'm prepared to go as far as the law will allow me to do so. As a Minuteman, I am down on the border identifying people coming into our country illegally. As the head of this campaign, I am out around the state of Arizona. I'll also be back in Washington, D.C. at the rally back there in June. I will be talking to anybody and everybody. I'll be talking on radio. I was on radio and TV yesterday. I was down in Tucson a couple of days ago, and will continue to go around the state circulating petitions, talking to people of all parties. This is not just a Republican issue out there. We have Democrats on our side. We have constitutionalists on our side. We have independents on our side. We have people of all races, and we will go out, and I will go out and talk to as many people as I can, get them to sign the petitions, to donate money, to be aware of the issue. In other words, I will continue doing what I've been doing for several years now.
Well, let me make a comment to you, sir, with no disrespect.
Sure.
On March the 23rd, 1775, and I've been exactly where this took place, in mm-hmm. St. John's Episcopal Church in Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Patrick Henry said, "I know what others I don't know what others will do, but as for myself,
give me liberty or give me death. Correct.
If you think talking is going to make a difference, let me just give you a quick analogy before you cut me off.
Sure.
If someone was breaking your home, they stabbed your son. Okay, they stabbed your son. He's Mexican. He's coming at you. Your wife's in the other room. Your daughter's in the other room. Three or four or more coming in. You're going to write your congressman? Are you going to take in hand what you need to totally stop that person and say, I'm calling the police? Wait a minute. You're calling the police. They're breaking in. They just stabbed your son. He's bleeding on the floor. They're coming after your wife. They are armed. What are you going to do, sir?
Well, number one, after they get through the door, I'm armed too, and I'm a big gun believer. But somebody breaking into my personal property, according to the law, is a lot different than what somebody's breaking into coming across the border in the United States. When a person first violates our borders, they're breaking a misdemeanor law. I think it's a Class 3 misdemeanor law. If they're coming across as a person who has been arrested beforehand, they can be charged with a felony at that point in time. Under a felony condition, I have the right as a U.S. citizen to make a citizen's arrest at that point, but I do not have the right, nor should I have the right, to arm myself, go down to the desert, and start picking people off in the desert just because I think they've kind of come into this country illegally.
Let me just say this before I do go. You know what? They're killing us, as Frosty would say, by a thousand cuts. We're losing more people in the United States today. They're killing us by illegal aliens, and you're saying, well, I'm not prepared to stop. I'll tell you what, if we would have had our forefathers at this point, and the House of Burgess, which was at the point in Williamsburg, were kicked out because the people said, as Thomas Jefferson, as George Washington walked the floor, as Patrick Henry in St. John's Church says, this will not stand. And what you're telling me is, well, by the law. You know what? If we'd have been by the law, we would have never been free of England. We would have never been the United States of America. We would have never had the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Because you know what? As you just keep saying, I'm prepared to do. You know what I'm afraid of? If you were a Marine, which I was, I'm a former Marine, you have to take an oath. And at the same time, you know what? You have to do the thing that you probably wouldn't want to do, but you're telling me you're going to do. Sir, I'll tell you what. We need people on the sideline, but you're on the sideline just hollering. Hey, somebody's come. No. I need, like the commercial said, I need some action.
That's what we're attempting to do. As I was running for governor,
I wanted to put the National Guard down the border because
the primary role of the National Guard is to protect the borders of the United States. We have the National Guard down the border, but we have handcuffed them. The operating policy for the National Guard down the border is they can have rounds in their gun, but they are not allowed to chamber them. That's ludicrous. You know, let's use the tools that the Constitution of the United States give us to take care of this issue, to utilize the National Guard down there in their full capacity. As I said before, their job is to patrol the borders. Let's take the handcuffs off the National Guards. Let's give them full arrest authority. You know, we had a National Guard unit here that had to back off when they were approached by the Mexican military, not once, not twice, not three times, as you've heard. This has happened about seven or eight times in the state of Arizona, where we have put our men and women down on the border in circumstances which is totally dangerous to them. Let's take the handcuffs off the National Guard. Let's put them down there on the border. Let's let them patrol. Let's tell the National Guard that if people are coming across that are armed, that are coming across here, that are incursing into our nation, that are armed or unarmed, you have arrest authority and you have the ability to defend yourself. That's what the Constitution of the United States talks about. We do not promote anarchy in this nation. I thank you very much for your service as a Marine. From me to you, it's nice to be free. I appreciate what you've done. But like you said before, you swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States when you took your enlistment or got your officer's degree in the Marines. And, sir, I would hope wholeheartedly that you understand what that means. We cannot sit down on the border on a high-top hill with an AR-15 or a 50-caliber sniper rifle and shoot across into the desert just because somebody is out there. There are a lot of people of Hispanic descent that are here legally. If you take a look at the Pew Institute, the Hispanic Institute research, when you take all the illegals that are here in the United States, the people of Latino descent, Hispanic descent, the people from Spain, Portugal, South America, Central America, Mexico, they only make up 43% of all the illegal aliens that are here in the nation. So don't pin it down on one race, because that is a racist issue. There is not a country in the United States, there is not a country in the world today that is not represented in the United States by illegal aliens.
John, thank you for calling. Don, on this whole issue of National Guard units, what is the status of the Arizona National Guard vis-a-vis the situation in Iraq? Has there been a significant transfer of Arizona National Guard units to Iraq? And do you consider the present National guard force in Arizona to be sufficient if properly deployed to deal with this situation?
Well, the people that are down on the border are not necessarily from the Arizona National Guard. We have people from Florida, from Tennessee, as a matter of fact, from Virginia. We have different guard units that rotate down to the border.
Uh-huh.
So it's not just the Arizona Guard that's guarding the Arizona border. Say watching the Arizona border, not guarding it.
Yes. In terms of the border situation, what is generally estimated by people who know a lot more about this than I do to be the necessary force structure in terms of numbers to make sure that they can do a credible job of policing that border?
Well, I can't give you the exact numbers. By the, just enforcing the borders on foot, it takes a lot of people. You're talking in the thousands at that point in time. That's why we need a wall on the border. We need high technology on the walls with surveillance so we can augment the foot soldiers that's down on the border. And as important, we have to come back into the cities and states. We have to take care of hiring illegal aliens, and we have to take care of sanctuary policy. If you take away the reason why these people are coming across, it will slow down and these people will start to think about going elsewhere.
You know, I wanted to ask you about something, Don, that I frankly had forgotten about. It only happened, a year ago. And yet when I was doing some preliminary research on you specifically before this interview in the wee hours this morning, I was reminded again of some things that you were quoted last year as saying when you were running for governor of Arizona. EFE, the National News Agency of Spain, had an article which quoted you as saying that undocumented immigrants should be placed in forced labor camps and be used, quote, as labor in the construction of a wall and to clean the areas of the Arizona desert that they're polluting, unquote. Goldwater maintained that he had been misquoted. I think it's very clear that you were, because EFE subsequently apologized to you due to what they said was inaccurate reporting by one of their freelance writers. Clearly, that was an absolutely outlandish quotation that was falsely attributed to you. The EFE supposedly issued a global correction of that initial statement that was attributed to you. Have you been the recipient of similar irresponsible press coverage in the last year since then, or is that pretty much abated?
Well, I think that pretty much abated once we got EFE. They actually got a hold of us, the president who resides in Florida of their international wing, got a hold of me because we had filed a complaint. And what came out of that was I was never interviewed by EFE.
So that's the second problem. Not only was it a false quote, they didn't even talk to you.
Right. They never talked to me. What we had talked about on the border was this, is that as you are arresting illegal aliens and you put them in jail, the jail services and the prisons have what they call work programs, where secure inmates can go out. You'll see them on the side of the road cleaning up the trash. You'll see them down, in our case, at the state capitol doing the gardening, things of that nature. We have a sheriff out here, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the strongest sheriff in America, that actually has gone as far as to use them in chain gangs to go, like the old chain gang styles, to go out and help clean up the desert. And so what we proposed was to put the prisoners in a tent city, just like Sheriff Joe Arpaio has, because we don't believe they're going to be here that long. So why build a full-standing situation, a full-standing building? Put them in the tent city and use them as a volunteer labor force. And they'd have to agree to go on by all the civil rights issues, and use them to build the wall, clean up the desert.
Yes, and all of which sounds very clear. And when I was reading this article at the time when it happened, that was coming out of Spain through EFE, this byline which subsequently they had to take back in its entirety, particularly since now you're telling me they didn't even talk to you. It reminds me of what I experienced when I was up in Delaware running for the U.S. Senate in 2000 against Carper and Roth. I was running as the Constitution Party candidate. I was doing this while I was in my last postgraduate program in theology at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. And the one of the state dailies in Delaware. I no longer remember whether it was the Dover Post or the Wilmington News Journal described me as the minister plenipotentiary of the Texas gun lobby in the U.S. Senate race in Delaware. That probably had more accuracy to it than what we're talking about here in your situation. But presumably what you have been doing in the last year has not resulted in that type of coverage in the time since related to your current involvement with legal Arizona workers, correct?
No, but it'll come. I mean, you know, during that time, too, we had a lot of the congressmen in Arizona who wanted to call me a Nazi, John McCain in particular.
Oh, gee. Well, yeah. And I would hasten to say that I don't know what to say about McCain. That would be a separate show all its own, because I would be less than honest if I didn't say that I have little use for him for a whole series of reasons, including the type of methodology that he consistently displays, and including this latest thing that you're telling me about. The other thing that I think needs to be on the table immediately is that in my own situation, I take the same position on this subject that you would, and I happen to be a Lutheran pastor, and I am married to a legal immigrant from South America, from Colombia, who is now an American citizen. So I don't think I'm a bigot either, or a Nazi for that matter, the Israeli lobby notwithstanding, but we'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. We'll return with Don Goldwater. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Don Goldwater. Don is the chairman of Legal Arizona Workers, which you can find at www.legalarizonaworkers.com. He is working in tandem with Support Our Law Enforcement, which you can find at www.supportourlawenforcement.com. And, of course, also the Minutemen, and we've had a representative of their organization on this show in past weeks. We are talking about the state of Arizona specifically in regard to two initiatives which are intended to get this situation under control in that state in regard to illegals. The first is called Employer Sanctions. The second is entitled The Elimination of Sanctuary Policies. And as Don Goldwater has shared with us, each of these needs 200,000 signatures to get on the ballot in the state of Arizona. And there is going to be a press conference today kicking off much of this in Arizona at 2 p.m. Tuesday, March 27th, that's today at the state capitol, 1700 West Washington Street in Phoenix. And there are a series of people that are serving as media representatives on this. Don Goldwater is one. Chris Simcox of the Minutemen is another. And then, of course, Representative Russell Pierce is a third. And, again, you can find these websites at www.legalarizonaworkers.com or www.supportourlawenforcement.com. And, by the way, I wanted to warn Don Goldwater, as well as our listeners, that the next 10 minutes tends to be a time of frequent commercial interruption, and then there will be a longer period of time for conversation once more in the last hour of the show. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Or contact us at the office at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. You can also have Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. You can buy that for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by, again, using those same contact points, republicbroadcasting.org, as well as giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Our call-in number today is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I know I have at least one caller who's up on the board ready to come on, but I'll probably bring her up shortly after 9 o'clock this morning Central Time so that she's not interrupted by these frequent commercial breaks. And, Don, back to our situation of conversation again, and I know we're going to be interrupted shortly,
yep.
But to talk a little bit about Initiative 2, the elimination of sanctuary policies, what would that do in effect?
Well, essentially, we have cities out in Arizona like Phoenix and Mesa that have told their police officers do not waste valuable assets on the illegal immigration. AUSC 1624 or 1644 basically states in the Constitution, in the U.S. Code, that no local ordinance or law shall inhibit local law enforcement from enforcing the immigration laws. What this does is it makes it illegal for cities to overstep those bounds and allow illegal aliens in their cities to run free regardless of crime or whatnot.
We'll be back with Don Goldwater of Legal Arizona Workers. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.